sack. Oh, yes! Welcome to Manchester United, Anthony Martial!
No one wants to be a fullback as a kid. No one wants to grow up and be a Gary Neville.
Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy. And this episode is a Liverpool versus Manchester United build-up. Ben is not in this episode, but I'll be joined by my two mates. So I hope you enjoy it.
Sorry, there is a latency problem in this episode. So if I ask a question, the guest may answer it before I've asked it. But I only just realised this while editing it, so I do apologise. There's a latency problem.
So this is the Liverpool versus Manchester United build-up, and with two guests. Introduce yourself.
What is? I'm Owen, nice for Liverpool.
I'm Charlie, a nice for Liverpool as well.
So, but it's two Liverpool fans, but we're going to try not be biased.
No.
So boys, let's get into the questions. Is the rivalry the same as it once was?
No.
No, not at all.
Nowhere near.
Why is that? I think it's not because Man United have had nothing to play for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, something about it doesn't seem the same because it's not challenging for the league every single season, or like at least being up there.
But so this game... saying, though, have they really? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No. But this game means a bit more because it's top of the league clash. So
yeah, close the gap.
I think. But do you think the players? It's different for the players, like than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, because there's not as
like with the Gerrard, the Carragher's.
Yeah, because there's not as many locals in the team, so there's less passion from the players.
I wouldn't say passion, you know, Charles. I'd say is that rules not rules are changed, but football's changed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's went softer a lot.
It has gone softer, and let's be honest, it's more about media now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when back then, it was just all about.
It's more about fame.
What?
It's more about fame nowadays.
Yeah, definitely.
Actual football. Like what Roy Keane said.
If you ask me about the most passionate player between two the both teams, it'll probably be Henderson.
Yeah, that's it, Henderson.
And Rashford for Man United. I'll say Rashford because he's a local lad in Manchester.
If you're telling me Rashford would be there the next 3 years, no.
No, really?
I don't think he'll be at Man United. If Man United don't win as much, I don't think he'll stay there, no.
What's
your favourite memory of Liverpool versus Manchester United and your worst memory?
Probably the game when Suarez my United away. I think we lost 2-0, wasn't it? I don't know. It was the game after that Suarez and every instance.
That was the worst. Yeah. What was the best?
When Gerrard hit the post that game, you know what I mean? 4-1.
Oh, when he scored. No, when he scored two pens.
4-0.
Yeah. And he missed the third pen.
The season had an awful ending, obviously, with the Gerrard slipping that. But that was when Man United were dropping off, and Liverpool were going up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the best one for me is the 4-1.
Yeah, when Torres
used to play for Liverpool.
Yeah. Remember that? The 09 season?
And bullied Vidic.
Yeah, that was everything.
And the worst probably the 38 second red card with Gerrard.
No, worst. Are you on to that game where I think it was Benteke scored the bicycle kick in it? That game.
Oh, and the match,
That game's a bit of a stinker.
Yeah.
No, I'd say the best game was the Internationals Cup when we beat them 4-1. Scared over it.
Oh, the Berbatov hat trick. That was a bad game.
No, but there's probably has been more recently more bad games for Liverpool fans than there has been for Manchester United fans. because every like most games, that they've turned up to, they've been fighting for the draw in Anfield, basically. You know what I mean?
If you think about it for United though, because United aren't challenging for like trophies and that, it's sort of like, I wouldn't say it is, but it kind of is. It's one of their bigger games of the season.
Yeah.
Because obviously the rival to them, so they treat it as a bigger game. So obviously they put more effort into it.
Yeah.
But now they are challenging the title this season.
That means so this season should be a good game.
And the fact that Liverpool's second as well, it literally is like glimpses of like the 2010 and all them seasons. You know when Liverpool took over to the win, and Man United were just winning, or Chelsea, or whatever.
And if Liverpool lose, they go sixth if everyone wins below them.
No, don't.
They are first.
That is the thing about the season, though. You think about it. Like people saying Chelsea's having an awful season. When really, there's so many points off from the top. You know what I mean?
Who's been the best Man United player this season?
Oh, Rashford.
Yeah, Rashford probably.
Rashford.
Bruno Fernandes, bro.
Bruno Fernandes is good. Yeah, that makes sense. Right, but it depends. It depends. That doesn't mean anything, really. Like his stats, stats are good, but you look at his goals.
Yeah, he's stat padded.
Yeah, but you can't say Rashford. I think it was the Burnley game. Rashford on the right wing, and he done nothing all game.
The thing about Fernandes though is, I think I'd respect him more as a player if he was, I don't know, he sort of like, he's got like a thing to him, and he died a little bit, and he plays on it.
That's just the game of football nowadays.
That is football nowadays, but it's just stupid. But if he knocked out to his game,
Rashford. I would say Rashford. Rashford can't play striker, or he can't play in the right. He can only play in the left.
Well, if that's his position, that's funny. Like saying,
but Ollie's been playing him in like through the centre on the right.
That's the manager's problem.
Yeah, but that means he's not the best player this season.
Oh, isn't it? Just because he plays,
he hasn't performed.
Just because his manager's playing him out of position doesn't mean he's the best player.
Meanwhile, he doesn't perform good in that position.
Left wing, and Ollie's moving them all around. He can't play his best in other positions, can he?
Yeah, no. So that means he's not their best player this season.
No, but if you play him in his correct position, then yeah, he is the best player.
He could be their best player this season.
If you play Rashford in where he's supposed to play, then yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, but he hasn't played there this season, so you can't say he's the best season. Last game he played on the right.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ollie's moved them all around, please. But when he's been playing left wing, he's been Man United's best player.
Yeah, but Bruno performs every game for them.
I reckon that's just because he puts him in his correct position.
Who's been the best Liverpool player this season?
Fucking hell. Fabinho.
Yeah, Fabinho, yeah.
Fabinho, easily. Centre mid, and he's playing centre half on Arsenal for most of the season, and he's putting a shift in as well.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. It's got to be Fab.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've seen a poster today in that he's had the most tackles than any other centre back in the league this season.
I'm not saying he's nowhere near being our best player, but or not because he isn't even a regular starter. But you know who's done well when he's been brought in? That is Kelleher, the keeper.
Yeah,
he's done very well when he's been brought in.
He's always been decent when as well.
Curtis Jones.
See, the thing about him is, he could be a lot better than he is again. He's another one of them. He sometimes, instead of just playing the easy ball, he'll try and play the impossible ball to make himself look better, and he ends up messing it up and giving away possession. If he knocks stupid stuff like that out of his game, he'd be much better.
Mm.
But he does stupid little stuff and it adds up. But then he'll put in like one killer pass towards the end of the game, and everyone will forget about the stuff he's done in the mistakes he's made. Which is half annoying.
He's like Naby Keita a bit, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a sense. Although Keita's are usually injured.
Yeah. How's the hype around Mason Greenwood gone?
Yeah. Because if you think about
I don't think he's that good.
Yeah, but if you think about it, do you remember when it first started, the back used to be Foden, like Sancho and Greenwood. Yeah. Let's say that also. Maybe not Sancho, but it used to be like between Foden and Greenwood. And then
like Greenwood, Foden, Greenwood and like Tammy Abraham.
Now it's become like Saka and
Foden, Tammy Abraham.
Curtis Jones. I wouldn't even put Abraham in it anymore. Yeah. Abraham's not doing anything anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, true.
So Greenwood's like fell out of the debate a bit.
I'd say that's a little bit, yeah.
Can you see him starting on Sunday?
No.
No, I don't think he will.
Unless
something happens after. Is Martial injured? Then,
yeah, Martial's injured.
Martial's injured, so he might start, to be fair.
I think if Martial's injured, they should play Dan James, because Liverpool play Highland.
Did you see Dan James in the FA Cup? He played well, you know.
Did he? Mm-hmm.
Pretty well.
The thing is,
I was watching Mark Albridge and he said he thinks Dan James being awful this season.
Yeah,
he's another player, but he hasn't lived up to the hype. He joined from Swansea, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he looked quality that he joined and he did not.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on Salah this season? Is he lazy?
Lazy.
Is he lazy? Yeah. Does he want to be at Liverpool?
See, the thing is, if you look at him in training, not like all the pictures from training, he always looks happy. But then when he gets on the pitch, he doesn't. I don't know what it is with him. His head seems to fall off a little bit.
If Liverpool are down in the game, Salah's not the person to get the team back going. That's Mane. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't put as much as a shift in as Mane. The way Mane tracks back and all that. And if he loses it, he'll try and win it back. Salah doesn't have like that sense of agency to him. He's just like trot around a bit until it comes to him and on a play for him. But even then, he's had a few chances this season. He's been through on goal, one-on-one, and he's missed.
That's Salah, though. He has about 10 chances and scores none.
That's what I mean. That's the thing. You wouldn't consider that to a world-class
player. That's a bit like Werner,
as well. Obviously, he is a
world-class player. Werner for Chelsea as well. He has loads of chances and score. Like Salah.
Yeah. I think it's with Salah, though.
Well, you say Salah, yeah. You say like you have a top 10 players in the world, yeah. Salah's at the bottom. Salah's 10th.
No.
Like that.
No.
Does Salah even make top 10 best players in the world at the moment? What number?
It depends who you're throwing in there. Like, Eric Hangeland, he's better. Mbappe's better. Sancho, he hasn't had a good season.
Sancho's had a stinky season.
Yeah.
So Mbappe, Hangeland, Ronaldo. Although Juventus are what is it, seventh, sixth, one of them.
Juventus, they're
third now. Well, there we go. Anyway, but still, Ronaldo's been out for like 2 weeks or like 4 weeks with the COVID. He got twice, didn't he?
It pains me to say, yeah, but you have to put Zlatan up there this season.
Zlatan.
Yeah, for AC Milan. He's been great for AC Milan, so you have to put him up there, even though I don't like him.
If you're doing top 10 forwards of the season, Salah's up there. If you're doing top 10 players overall, I'd say he just falls outside of it, probably, based on current performance. Even though his stats are good and he's scoring goals and that, if you're watching a game for the full 90, he doesn't seem to do enough.
Do you know what? Yeah, if you noticed, when Salah has time to think, he panics. But when he has, when he's like instant, he scores. That's like Sterling pounce on the ball.
Hmm.
Yeah, Sterling.
I think he's overrated.
Sterling.
Said it last episode, he's overrated. Still stand by that. No, Salah.
You can't say he's overrated like fully though, because if you think about it, is it four seasons or three seasons from with us now?
He's been banging
in goals.
Yeah, for like two seasons, yeah, he was, but now, and last season he was a bit. He was good, but this season he's.
You'll never. Shocking. The thing is, though, he set the bar so high for himself because of his first season here.
Yeah. So he's greedy, though. That's the thing you don't like about him. He's greedy.
He's very greedy.
Like, do you remember? Do you
compare him to like the entire front three are stupid because the ladder, they were all like, I like a bit of greediness in them sometimes, and he should just take a shot. But now they're starting to like the force and a pass, so they don't look greedy and they don't need to do it.
You know, came in. Don't shoot that all up. Jota came in and shot that pretty all up. So,
Would you sell Sal in the summer?
If we got an offer of 100 mil plus, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Salah for Mbappe.
Yeah.
100 mil plus.
Sell Sal to Madrid. Bring Mbappe in, would you?
If you think about it, what's Mbappe? 22, 23. Salah's 28, 29, something like that. So you're bringing the average age of the squad down as well. So if you sell Salah for 100 plus mil, you're bringing in a player who's for the future, who's arguably better at the current point. So it makes more sense.
But we're never going to get Mbappe. That's just
Mbappe 2021.
Do you remember that?
What's the reason for Man United season turnaround, where they got knocked out of the Champions League, doing awful in the league, now the top of the league? What would you say that the reason why?
Bruno Pogba. Pogba's been playing good.
Yeah, recently he has. Or would you say that's just all the teams in the Prem just dropping down?
The Prem for the last two seasons has not been the Prem, you know what I mean? Like
I don't think VAR has all too
VAR has done that. But the thing is though, Arsenal, and you can still argue they still are Chelsea, but once again, like I said, they're only so far off the top, so the whole front top part of the table, and even some of the bottom part, they are all close, you know what I mean?
Do you reckon we'll see a different winner this season, though?
Liverpool fan are going to win it.
Nah, but on current form, I wouldn't say we'd win it. What's that? Like, 3 back-to-back draws? That's not good enough.
I think it's like 3 points in the last 8 games or something.
That's what I mean. That's not good enough. That's not going to win
your final. 3 wins in the last 8 games it was.
That's not going to win
your final. It needs to pick up
on Sunday.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but even then... Even then, you can't.
No, I'm not forward. I'm just saying, it's piss poor season. And the fact.
I just think Sunday's got to be the turnaround game, or I don't know. You need United to slip up then, and the way they're going, not going to slip up lately. They're getting jammed and jammed.
So, what is the reason for Liverpool's poor form? Centre backs. The players just don't look.
I don't know whether you've got a question Klopp's training though, because if you think about it, think about the amount of players that are getting injured in training or seem exhausted coming into the game. I don't know whether Klopp's being too hard.
Did you see me? He put up against Aston Villa's under 23 team. Why is he playing that?
I think it's getting confidence back, isn't it?
I'd say in that game, as much as playing the cap team because the kids, even though they did well, but. It's confidence in it, because if the players are scoring, like, oh yeah, go ahead then, Sand. Build a little bit of confidence, even though it's only against a little crap team. But it sets you up a bit better for Sunday.
I think it's the final third as well.
Oh yeah.
We just can't shoot. Like, we dominate possession, but then we have no shot on target until like the 80th minute.
Then again, though,
then we only have one shot on target.
The front three aren't being selfish enough when they should be selfish. They're not. They're trying to make the impossible wall, but then when they need to make a pass, they're trying to be selfish and shoot from like an impossible angle. That, and then Trent's not putting in crosses like he used to.
Yeah, Trent has been poor this season.
The past few games, his defending's not been the best, and it's going forward.
Is that worrying though? Because at that age, you should be performing better each season. So is that worrying?
I wonder though, whether it's the case of. I doubt it is, but at the same time, it is in the back of your head somewhere. Do you reckon it's because of like the hype around him? He thinks he's better. He thinks he's made it, even though he's only what? He's still in his early 20s. He needs to like get that out of his head, and anyway, think him. Because if you think about it, when he was emerging onto the scene, he was quality, and now he's on the scene, he seems to have dropped off.
He needs to humble himself.
Yeah. He needs to realise he is only young. People's prime is normally what? 26, 27. That's when you enter your prime, and he's like 4 years off that, and he's already getting spoke about being the best right back in the world.
This season, though, you can't even.
I'd put Trent in the mid this season, because we haven't got a midfielder who plays forward passes this season.
Nah, but Thiago, would you put Brian Bamford on?
Nico Williams does a shift defensively.
We haven't seen I saw something
your thing, and I said, said this is his first home Premier League game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's mad, isn't it?
He needs to start against United, though. Yeah. Thiago.
I reckon it'd be Oxley Chamberlain sends him with Oswald.
What's your lineup? I'll go first. Alisson, Robbo, Fab, Reece Williams, Trent. Then I'll have Henderson, Thiago, Genie, then Mane, Bobby and Salah.
Yeah, man, it's the same as yours.
Just because I'd rather have 10 strong players in their position and one player who's been performing good, but it's a big game, Man United. A lot of pressure on the kid. So I'd rather have 10 strong players in their position.
To be honest, you know, Fabinho hasn't looked shaken in that position once, has he?
Not really.
I think he has for one game.
Yeah, the only time he ever does look shaky is when he's got a cover, when Trent pushes forward, and obviously Reece Williams might belt a position for some reason, like he's went off at a header, he's missed it, and then Fab's having to cover for him, and then cover for Trent as well, and that's when he looks a bit out of place.
Oh, but we could see Liverpool playing with four forwards, maybe add Shaqiri in there.
Oh yeah, actually no, I'd start Shaqiri. I'd drop Gini.
Well, like the 4-2-3-1, Shaqiri.
Shaqiri's good, you know.
Who is it off?
If you think about it, I know it was only against Aston Villa once we had it, 218, but he was still picking out the pass.
Yeah.
So and plus he's played well against United before.
So just once again, that overhead in the Internationals Cup.
didn't he come on, one game, come off the bench and score two goals?
That was an Anfield, yeah, I'm sure that was his first season, really. When it was against Mourinho. So he's just like, and then when was it last season?
When he wasn't last season, in the basement,
he just gave up on him, didn't he? Really, didn't really blame him.
But what happened to Minamino? He played great against Palace, and we haven't seen him since.
Once again,
yeah. But the thing is, that he looks like a headless chicken when he's on the pitch. He runs around, and he's half an hour behind the play. He doesn't look like the same player he was when we first bought him. If that makes sense.
And his first touch is awful.
Oh,
last year, right? Yeah, and Klopp swapped up that front three so many times. Like, he bring Origi into it, then he bring Minamino into it, then he bring Shaqiri into it. All things like that. And this season, he's brought Jota. But that's it, really.
So that
front three has literally just been the same. So I reckon.
Devok doesn't do enough for you nowadays.
I reckon Divock will leave this month.
Yeah, but I don't think Divock will suit their play style at all.
It's pace, isn't it?
Cause, yeah, they like pace, and Origi hasn't got it. Origi's more of a hold-up.
Exactly, like they cross it, bang it up to Jimenez would like chest it down, and bangs just what's the name? Podence, is it? That's an aim. Shoot them down and then egg in the box and then cross in. Jimenez is like the Mexican Giroud. You're here to first.
So going back to the lineups, if we do play four forwards, is that bad because for the midfield? Because you know United will play four forwards as well.
Well, our midfield looks exposed in the past few games when you watch it because, I don't know, there just doesn't seem like there's no creativity from it when Thiago's not playing. But then when he comes on, there's more creativity. But then there's only Henderson really that's getting back because Genie's.
No, I reckon Curtis Jones, moves the ball forward, makes runs.
Yeah, there is. He's not as good as he seems. If you're watching for a full 90, he could have a great highlight in the sense of little like back heel passes and all he doesn't put in a vital pass. He's always doing like sideways or backwards. He's not going forward.
Well, he drives the ball forward
Even then, when he does go forward, when he goes forward with it, he's not picking out a player at the end of it. He's running into it. He's running into a cul-de-sac with it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
he always runs
into
players.
If he knocks out of the game,
he's like the salmon. He's too greedy. Pass it about more.
Yeah.
You're in midfield.
Because United would play
hard to pitch to pass it about. If you want to try and run through people, play striker. That's why I should.
But United will play. Their line would be De Gea, Luke Shaw, Maguire.
Luke Shaw. He's a player.
Wan-Bissaka.
He's a player, lad.
You can get
not
it.
Underrated at all.
I don't think he's awful.
But when they signed him for that much, was it 50 mil? It was low, so he did sound for quite a bit. Yeah, I'm going to find out anyway. But when they signed him, he had so much hype. Then he was fat. Then he was all this. Do you remember how Jose Mourinho calling him fat and that, saying he's overweight?
He does look a bit like overweight compared to football as well, because he's not fat.
But for the hype he had around him, you can't say he's lived up to
it. I'd expect Salah to be able to get
him. Come on, you had an agent, Ashley Young, taking over him about 2 seasons ago.
I think Liverpool should be winning this game because their centre backs are awful. Maguire and Ibrahi, they can't. They're awful. Wan-Bissaka, he's probably their best defender.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at tackling, but then the thing is,
once he's forward,
you can get him behind that quick.
He's not the best at getting back. That Ronaldo chop us.
Yeah. Then their two midfielders would be Fred and McTominay, I think. McTominay is not the best, so
he's being made to look good in that team.
Well, Joe's good for Man United. Fred, I reckon he's very good to United.
Controversial.
Then it'd be Bruno, Rashford, Cavani, and probably Dan James again behind.
Did you mention
Pogba?
Why don't you think Pogba start?
Then it'd probably be Pogba and McTominay then in midfield.
I'd start Greenwood over James because I'm just thinking James has got pace, yeah. But then when he gets into the final third and it comes to shooting lately, he's not been.
But maybe that's what they need, just pace, just to get him behind.
Yeah, but then Greenwood's got pace.
Yeah, Dan James
can shoot them. Yeah, but I'd rather take a little bit of the pace off and have a player who can actually have a finish at the end of it. I think that's what Ollie should.
Yeah, but doesn't Greenwood play in the left though?
Yeah, I think so. And that's where Rashford.
And if he doesn't play Rashford on the left, then he's stupid.
Is he?
I thought he was left. Either way, he has to play someone fast on the wings.
Yeah,
on the left and right, just again behind, because you know centre Robbo's gonna be up the pitch. But also the left and right wingers need to drop back a bit to defend Trent and Robbo.
Mane usually on the counter. Usually.
Yeah, but if you're saying about attacking down the wings and that right. Do you not think if they smash the ball up, we've got one of the best sweeper keepers in the league?
Yeah, but no.
Nah, but when Alisson hits the ball up sometimes, he looks a bit dodgy.
When he comes out,
I think it was against Tottenham.
Yeah.
Against Tottenham, where Harry Kane gave the ball straight to Harry Kane. That was a bit shaky.
No, you pulled another
one. Yeah. But can you see Man United win this league? Like being actual title contenders at the end of the season?
Nope.
The thing is, the grind are not results, if you look at them. I know. Obviously, there's a few dodgy VAR stuff in there, like the Pogba penalty or stuff like that. And obviously, they get away with murder. But if they carry on like they are, they grand little 1-0 wins out there, and they will be title contenders, and that's what's annoying. I hate to admit it, but they will be.
But if not, then oh yeah, what should they do next season to be title contenders? Does the board need to listen to give him Holly what he wants with the money so he can sign a midfielder?
Yeah.
No.
Holly's at the wheel.
No, the thing with United, they don't give the board.
He's had four seasons. That's more than any manager since Sir Alex Ferguson has retired.
He's also spent money.
You had Louis van Gaal has won them a trophy. Jose Mourinho won them a trophy. What has Ollie done apart from make them look stupid sometimes? And now he's had a season where yet he is banging 1-0 draws. Isn't playing the most exciting football at all, and it's probably in one of the worst Premier League seasons that I've ever saw with the quotation top six teams.
Oh, he's still top of the table.
Charles, but how many points?
I think because
doesn't matter. The board does believe in
Ollie, so I think they need to give him the money he wants so he can sign a right wing, a centre back.
But still, in my field, he's done. He bought Maguire. All he's done
not to Man United. If you think about him, he's bought players. He has bought a fair amount of players. He spent money. So it's just buying. That's
he bought
Van de Beek to put him on the bench. He's bought Cavani. Cavani's doing alright. But he's bought an aging player.
No, I think he bought Cavani because he panicked.
He's not good at buying players. He's left. He's back in Ireland. He didn't play that many games. He's shaky. And if I was the Man United board, I would get rid of Ollie. I'm bringing in Allegri from the old Juventus manager.
What about Thomas Tuchel, the old PSG manager?
No. He's an all right manager, but ooh, I think he'd struggle to build a team. He's been at Dortmund. He had a good team. PSG had a good team.
That's Southampton manager. What's his name? Hasan
Tuchel.
Oh, yeah. He's a great manager.
He won't leave Southampton yet.
I reckon he'd be a good manager, but obviously not United because when Klopp leaves, we could go and get him. But I think at the end of the season, the two teams will be talking about if Klopp goes,
we'll go for him. Yeah, I also will go for Gerrard. You know.
Yeah. No. No.
You don't want to push Gerrard into it too early.
I don't want Gerrard.
I'm not saying when Klopp goes.
He's doing all right in Scotland, but Scotland.
I'm not saying when Klopp goes, get him. But I reckon that, like, ten years down the line.
Yeah.
I don't want it personally.
Nah, look at Chelsea with Frank Lampard. He managed Derby for what, one season it was, or two seasons.
Yeah, and he went straight to Chelsea and he's having a stinker.
Now this is his second season in Chelsea. Fair play, last season he was undecent with no chance there.
Chelsea needs to do more. They need to go more through their youths.
Well, now here's a point for you. Frank Lampard, think about it. He managed Derby. Derby was a young team. He done well at Derby. He managed the first season at Chelsea. Chelsea was a young team. He done well. Yeah. He's now got players that are big players like Werner.
Exactly.
He's got Havertz. He's got Ziyech. Do you think he's not capable of managing big players?
He can't manage the egos.
Something about him just tells me he can't manage big players.
Arsenal team's young now, aren't they? They're starting young players
and they're performing
well. That's
what more managers need to do. They need to go through the youth system. Look, like Liverpool, we have relied on buying a centre back, we've grabbed from our academy and put through. When Trent gets injured, he doesn't just throw James Milner first there straight away. He gives Nico Williams a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think because Arsenal,
they're performing well with that Smith Rowe.
He's good in.
Saka.
Yeah, he's decent.
Nathan Niles. That's what they missed. They missed the attacker midfielder. Creative midfielder. That's what they missed. That's why they should have got Ozil, but they don't need Ozil no more.
Harsh, that like, washed up then. No more.
Yeah, it's one for you. If Liverpool do sign a centre back either this month or in the summer, who would your
the fellow from Real?
If Mecano.
What's his name? The fellow from Real, the Brazilian father.
Eder Militão.
Yeah, Militão. He's up for loan for 6 months. Why would you not buy him? A 6 month loan, all you got to pay is $2 million towards it. Makes sense.
It's like on loan with options to buy, isn't it?
Yeah, do you want? I think it's something. They want 2.1 million towards the loan, and then the option to buy at the end of it. But do you only want to loan them out till the summer? So it makes sense.
Is that the thing with Klopp?
They haven't missed nothing.
Is he planning something behind the scenes without the media knowing, without it getting leaked? Because no one expected Jota to sign, did they?
Well, I've seen something today saying of Mancano, apparently we're meeting with his representatives. How true it is, I don't know, but I've seen a few people saying it.
The thing about RB Leipzig, they don't need money, do they?
No.
They're owned by Red Bull. They don't need money. So it's hard to negotiate with them. We have them in the next round of the Champions League, so I can't see them giving
the best
their best centre-back away.
Well, not just that, but Klopp has to be careful not to sign
a player. Did they with that Hangland? They gave Hangland for Stormans and then they were there next game.
Haaland came from Salzburg.
Klopp needs to be careful not to sound like a too high profile centre half. And then when Gomez and Van Dijk get back, he's got Gomez, Van Dijk, and Matip, and then the new centre half. We all want to compete for the first place. So obviously Van Dijk's always going to be your first choice when he's fifth. But then you're going to have to choose between Gomez, Matip, and whoever the new one is. And then you've got to keep all three of them happy with game time. And then obviously,
is that why he's not starting the one?
That's why the Militão thing makes sense, because he's only on loan. You don't have to buy him at the end.
Yeah.
That's why that makes sense. They're literally offering him for a 6 month period. That's all you need a centre half for. It makes a lot of sense.
And when it comes to Champions League football, I know that Reece Williams played decent, but I don't see him playing well in the knockout stages.
I think Reece Williams will be a player for the future. He is decent. I think once he fills off and he gets
Milt out, if he does come to Liverpool, it'd be perfect because Fabinho will be his partner, and if he doesn't speak a word of English.
Yeah, they're both Brazilian as well.
He doesn't speak a word of English, so he'll still be able to communicate, you know what I mean?
Don't forget, doesn't Fabinho play centre half?
And the goalkeeper. And the goalkeeper is Brazilian as well, Alisson.
That's what I mean. That transfer makes sense.
Even Thiago, you know what I mean? Because the Brazil language closest Spanish.
He also went to Spain. He was also playing for Barcelona at one point, wasn't he? Thiago, so we all know.
That Brazilian?
In fact, he is Spanish.
Isn't Thiago Brazilian?
Brazilian, Rafinha?
Yeah.
There you go. So you'll be able to speak Brazilian.
And he's only on to the end of the season. Going back to Madrid.
But I mean, that makes
it is a good signing, but I just can't see Klopp doing anything.
But I don't see why he wouldn't. That's what I think Klopp sometimes confused me with.
I say bring Stephen Clark.
No, I see the board is strict on it, but.
Do you remember that? He's just some month. 90 minutes trying to score a goal.
But if they do bring Militão in, Matip's back from injury. Who's your play there?
Bench.
Well, that's what I mean. If you can't Militão, you can push.
Do you put him? Do you drop Wijnaldum in the midfield, put Fab back in the field, and play Militão with Matip centre back?
Yeah. because as much as I love Genie, it's doing me a end for them. So I'm not signing the contract, and I'm saying he needs more wages, and he feels like he's a higher paid player. I like Genie, but that does me a end when he's asking for more money. Like, he's asking for stupid amounts of money. So I might just put him behind his place a little bit if he gets dropped for a couple of matches. If you get Fab back in the midfield, because don't forget that midfield, that's Fab and Henderson, used to be quality, because they had two Oldham players, but at the same time they could pick a pass out. Plus, imagine that.
And in this midfield, Henderson has to drop back a bit, and Henderson likes getting off the field more, doesn't he?
Well, if you watch when Trent gets forward, Henderson always comes straight over to the right back to cover him.
And but then that way in the case when we had the full centre half. Yeah, because Fab would have dropped back for Trent.
So Henderson wouldn't be enough. Henderson can't get up. Dropped for a few games, and then Klopp put him centre back. I mean, centre mid, and then he just smashed in centre mid.
It's not because Henderson said to Klopp, didn't he? Said I want to get up more, be attacking more.
He knew his position was what wasn't CDM. Because he put him CDM because we have since Gerrard's left, we haven't really had that holding player apart from Fabinho now. But like before Fabinho came in, who was the holding player? Exactly. We had Henderson, but like you said, he didn't want to play there. He didn't feel comfortable in the CDM position.
Yeah.
So then the second Fabinho comes in, well, we win a league. We win the Champions League and we win a league. Because we finally got back to the people actually love them, their like positions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although Trent's more known as centre mid, he likes playing right back. Have you seen that thing with the guy in Neville's view? He was going, as long as I'm playing football, I'm happy. No, he was like in his house, and he was like interviewing him now, and he was saying, "Well, will we see Trent Arnold playing centre mid one day?" And he was like, "As long as I'm playing football, I'm happy, but I would like to add that to my game one day." So,
do you think he should move to centre mid later in his career? I reckon he's changed football for fullback.
That's the thing. He'll only ever move to centre mid if there's a world class right back signed up for him. Because I don't think Klopp will trust like Mika Williams just yet to play there. But don't get me wrong, in a couple of seasons you never know. Because it was the same with Trent.
I don't think Trent's a good defender.
Trent's shocking at defending. If you look at the Southampton goal, it's 100% Trent's fault. I don't know why he can't defend.
And strike the ball good.
That's right. Trent's only good at going forward. His defending position and everything's shocking.
So, boys, what do you reckon the score's going to be then?
2-1, Liverpool.
I think, do you know what? I'm going for a 2-0.
2-0? You don't think United are going to score?
If they score, it's only going to be a pen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't put a pass on getting a pen. Who's the referee?
Do you know what? Don't want to happen, though. Someone bad.
It's not David Cousin, is it?
No, it's not him. It's someone bad, though. I think it's Paul Tierney or something.
Oh, it is. He's awarded the most Man United penalties, hasn't he? And he's awarded the to us. He's awarded the game.
Who's that striker that scored that fourth? Yeah. Completely irrelevant. But like, who's that striker that scored that fourth goal for the 4-1 win? He was number two. What's his name?
The center.
yeah.
The center.
I know, that's really shocking.
Shocking him, you know.
score against Man United inside their prom. Yeah.
And Elio scored the free kick.
Fabio Anello. Wow.
That was a great
free kick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about that game then, that 4-1 win.
So, what do you think the score's going to be on?
Yeah, I don't see us.
1-1.
I don't see us.
It's probably more
scoring more than the goal. Really.
I just think
there's no class. If there's a class, I'll say easy 3-0 win Liverpool.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah, but do you think the players know that the record on the line? I know they don't care about records, but that's a long record. Like, what is it? Six games on being at home in the league. Come on.
I just hope we don't lose because if we lose United, then if we're going to at the end of it, are you? They break the win.
The worst thing to happen, the worst thing to happen is 90th minute, no penalty, referee, we lose 1-0.
Oh, mate.
Referee blows full-time whistle, gives them a new pin. You're good. Yeah, exactly.
No, he's done that before.
Like, Brighton.
Yeah.
Be a Brighton man again. Do... So.
Stupid as this hurting
game. 2-0, I'm saying.
Who's your first goal scorer?
So what? Bobby.
I'm thinking for me now as well, because he's got a thing.
I see. Like, yeah, I see two pounds. That's what I'm seeing. 2-1-1. I can be Salah, Fernandes, the goals with the penalties. And I reckon it'd be a boring game. Really boring.
See
Liverpool
getting a pen.
Yeah.
You can see us getting a pen.
United have
packed bus.
It is in suit to that Klopp about Klopp complaining about Man United pens. He said the second I started complaining about the pens. This is obviously a direct quote on them. But he said the second I started complaining about the pens, we got given more. So is that thing? Do you reckon referees are scared?
Yeah, did you know that yesterday? I think Mark Clattenburg came out and said, "What Klopp's doing is like Sir Alex Ferguson done it when he was managing."
Yeah, but
it put a lot of pressure on the referees when Alex Ferguson was managing it.
Did you read that quote?
Once he left.
Nah. Clattenburg basically said, "Do you remember the 2016 FA Cup final against Palace or whatever it was?"
Yeah, and you'll lose
when United got a pen or something. Clattenburg basically said, "Thing out if." Ferguson still manager that game would have been completely different. He said because he basically admitted to being corrupt. In a sense, because he was basically saying Sir Alex Ferguson has a large influence on the referees.
In a sense that they are scared
to give stuff, and now he's trying to say Klopp's like that. But if you think about it, how many decisions do we get off referees? Not a lot. I know Klopp's kicked off now, but I still don't think they're gonna. Oh, hang on, that's probably a pen now. On Sunday, they're still gonna be extremely strict with us.
It's a smart tactic from Klopp to come out weeks before the game and say about the penalties.
It is, but it's a smart tactic. Sent on them managers where he just sounds like he's complaining 24/7.
What was it like Mourinho?
Yeah.
Like he just needs to not be like one of their managers. Like, do you remember that time he came out and said something about the length of the grass or something?
Yeah.
Like it's the same for every team, in a sense. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Klopp playing the wind.
We're going to start doing that with referees now because that will just get him into that category of annoying.
But is that just the media though? The media's making him look.
Oh no, he does sound stupid when he says the wind and stuff like that. And if he's having a go at the referees, he is right in the sense of look at United dodgy penalty decisions. But you can't just label it straight down to United because obviously the teams are having fortunes with them. No.
Do you reckon the refs would be scared of him now? Like they was to Alex Ferguson?
Yeah. They don't like giving us stuff anyway.
Really?
No, so I don't think
I've not seen no decisions on Sunday.
There'll be any more lenience on us. I think they'll be stricter.
If I was a better man than I am, our best on the United to get the penalty.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just to, because if he's complaining about Liverpool getting pens.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, Man United getting pens and Liverpool not. The way the referees have really rubbed that salt in the wound is give Man U a pen against Liverpool.
Well,
yeah, well,
that's not professional, though, is it really? To do that.
Are they unprofessional? It took them all what, a year.
Some of them aren't.
VAR, tell you.
It's not VAR that's the problem, in a sense. It's the officiating.
Exactly.
Because obviously,
and
the referees making poor decisions. They're getting replays up, they get a second chance.
It's not only Klopp knowing about referees. It's thingy.
You know.
The Wolves manager, Lee's moaning. I think it was Lee Mason. He said, He said, I don't want him to ref none of my games.
Yeah, if you look at the World Cup, how many English referees do you see?
So,
because no English referees get asked to go because the English officiating is shocking. Yeah, but like, I mean, like in recent times,
Howard Webb,
not many.
Yeah, how
like last World Cup, no one went.
He won the best, didn't he? Probably was one of the best English referees,
and he was biased as well.
Joe, mind you, Joe, ref I like. Who's the baldy one? I know there's a few Mike baldy Dean. Ones, yeah, but there's this one baldy one I quite like. No, he's funny. He is funny, Mike Dean. He's funny. But I can't think of his name, but I like him as a ref. But, yeah. Do you think that? Are you for VAR or against
VAR? Did you know Michael Oliver did it? Because I agree with it. If it gets taken out of football, right, you're going to be happy. Then the next match, something's going to happen and you're going to go, VAR would have given that. You're going to go, VAR would have given that. But then
you're
the thing is, it's not VAR. It's the actual officials using it that are shocking. They should. The people. No,
oh,
yeah,
it happened in the game, didn't it?
They should literally just look at it and go, right, we think you should go and have a look at that. Show them on the screen. Because if they say, we don't think it's a pen, they're influencing the referee then. And the referee's going to go, oh, yeah, maybe it isn't. When realistically, he's just given. So they should let him watch it, see what he says, and then they should either give their opinion after it or just not say an opinion at all. Because technically, it's not their decision. It's the referee on pitch. It's basically just making the referee not be a referee.
Joe, what? Joe, they should bring in next season.
Oh, yeah.
Joe, rugby, where you can hear the ref talking. Like, if you're watching rugby on the telly, you can hear the ref talking. We should, like, the commentators can hear the VAR in their ears. Why can't we?
Yeah.
We should be able to hear it, just so we know. It's not like, don't give this cause Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? We should be able to hear what VAR is saying. That's what I think.
I think it was the penalty. But it was apparently his leg was on the edge of the box. He said the first bit of contact. He said the main piece of contact was the fighting thigh, and that was when it occurred on the edge of the box. But it's not, because if you watch it, literally a split second before, his foot kicks him first on the edge, like just outside the box.
Who's this?
That's where it's stupid. It was Spurs versus someone, I can't remember who it was. But it was a proper stupid decision because it's not really a pen.
Well, Devon just came out to apologise for the Pickford Van Dijk incident.
I don't see why.
He came out this week and apologised for it.
There's no point, no. Instead of sitting and apologising, why not do it when you're in the game and you know it's wrong? But referees
have
they're too scared to admit when they're wrong.
Well, just think though, if half of these decisions have been made this season, imagine if those fans in the stadium for these decisions. They'd be murder. Think about the derby. They'd be murder.
Yeah.
Like the Pickford incident, they'd be murder for that one as well. They're like, that's the thing. There's no pressure on the refs because there's no fans stadium. So how they're still getting decisions wrong, I don't know. No, because
is that why? Is that why they're making stupid decisions?
I'd say if there's fans in the stadium, influence to disallow something because you'd have the fans shouting at you. So if you're in an empty stadium, you should have a clear red and go, damn, that's not a pen.
There's been more faulty VAR decisions when there's been no fans in the stadium.
Yeah. The whole monitor thing, they're not using it properly.
I think no fans is like a big thing this season though. That's why players are playing
Aston Villa, based. Crystal Palace. Their fans are like a 12th player for them.
And Everton's fans.
No, lad, they could do the MD.
You've got to give it to Everton fans.
It's quiet. The
stadium fans can't hear.
I used to work in Everton. The stadium's quiet. Trust me.
You could say the same for Anfield, though, you know. As much as you don't want to believe it, I worked at Anfield, didn't I? And throughout certain periods of the game, the crowd will be silent and you'll just hear like the faint shout. Not like silent, but you'll just hear people shouting like there won't be any singing or nothing. Like that's one thing that we've.
I'm gonna
people not doing it. It's I don't know. I'd expect a lot more than there is.
Yeah, City's got good atmosphere though. Manchester City, that's got good atmosphere. Very good atmosphere. No, but VAR, I think that should go. But like I said, I think did Arsenal versus City like do they in the Carabao Cup or something?
Oh yeah, it was
that game. I was watching Arsenal fan TV, and he said No, and Mahrez's goal, it was offside, but it counted because he's no VAR, obviously. And he's all going, yeah, but VAR would have stopped that. But that's then the thing, they're it's also
it's
saying,
not, it's not VAR, VAR gone. That's
so I understand what your point is.
No.
Oh, don't get me started. Yeah.
And these lines, these lines.
The way the officials draw.
No,
lines,
though. The thing is, though, it's a clear and obvious error. That's exactly.
And they're looking for millimetres.
And yeah, like that Henderson goal in the derby. Literally, that's not clear and obvious at all. If anything, it was onside. If anything, but like even if it was offside, it wasn't clear at all.
I might sound bitter, yeah, but I think it was in some competitions the lines are like small, like thinner.
Yeah,
but in the Prem, it's a thicker. I might sound stupid, but I think that.
Right. Champions League, yeah. Well, is VAR in the Champions League, for a say? It is, isn't it? Yeah, Champions League in the VAR.
Yeah.
That was in the Champions League before the Prem.
Last
minute. No, we are. And they're going mad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, right. Think about it. VAR in the Champions League, does it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% it works.
Yeah.
Right? Why is that? Because the officials are doing the right decision.
And they're all from
they look at it.
Old country.
They're all looking at the monitor first. Mm-hmm. They're going straight to the monitor. Yeah. In the Prem, they don't go to the monitor unless they're about to change the decision. If you look at every single decision that gets overturned in the Prem, the referee will go to the monitor first, have a look at it, and then do the VAR symbol. It's like they only tell them to go to the monitor when they go, oh, we think you should change that. Whereas it should be, go straight to the monitor. Because then they can see it for themselves. That's what I mean. It's stupid.
I think that's only happened twice, Annie.
If I was a referee,
they changed the mark when they went to the monitor.
Focus on that. Hmm. Focus on that.
Do it yourself. Well, boys, breaking news. Rooney's been appointed the Pirlo Derby manager. So that's the end of the build-up. I hope you enjoyed it. The match kicks off on a 4:30. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Matty with the Footy.
And yes.
Thanks to Owen Matthew and Charlie for coming on this episode.
Come on, you Reds.
Well, thanks for listening. And ta-da!